Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin! They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things.
Better be coming with no strings. And this is the last episode for season four. Thank God. Last episode for Basketball Wise LA season four. But before we get started, of course, you guys need to like and subscribe to us on youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV or find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Or if you have a smartphone, which most of you should have by now because it's 2015, download the app so you can get to us quicker and faster. All your favorite shows right in the palm of your hand. I am your host, Gary Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at IamGaryThomas. Or on Facebook, I am Gary Thomas. And of course, IamGaryThomas.com. And my two favorite guys over here.
Boom. DJ Jesse J.
Minus Cameron.
And it's Cameron Penny, you know. Cameron Penny on Instagram. Or, that's where I'm at. It's the finale, guys.
This is definitely the reunion show of a snore of a season that we called Basketball Wives LA Season 4, which encompassed two Miami cast members and, of course, our LA ladies.
And a bad girl.
And a bad girl, a BGC girl. And this, until the end, in the last day of Puerto Rico, we really didn't care about this whole season. We talked about
Hated it.
Gave you guys some stuff to banter about, but it really wasn't that the most interesting season out of the last 4 years for LA, at least. But let's talk about our reunion. We started out with the banging entrance of our BGC favorite, Megan, how she lied. Mm-hmm. She basically lied. They talked about how she lied. Now, she still is at the reunion saying that I don't feel like I really lied. There was some misconstruity. She brought out her thesaurus on us. But Tammy downright said, you lied. Yeah. You lied.
I mean, how are you going to sit there if you know somebody and have had a conversation? Like, maybe not knowing through if you knew someone through social media, but you've clearly, like, gone out with this person. You know them. You are well aware that this human being exists and that you have hung out with them.
I mean, yes and no, because, you know, like, I don't know people, and people be like, yo, you know so-and-so, but, like, I be trying to see what their objective or agenda is behind asking me.
But that's fine, but now, later down the line, now that we're all friends, like, admit and say, well,
they be like, yo, you know Gary, I be like...
But she's...
I know you, so you don't got to tell the world that you know me.
That's what I'm saying.
Since you didn't call me out on several shows.
Yeah, so...
I'd be that person that you don't know.
You couldn't lie all you do. You know Cameron Penny, Gary be like...
Cameron who?
Exactly.
At any rate, I just feel she should have been like, cause this is the show we all don't tag team on that. This is the show laughing. We all know that you know there is not a way that you get on this show without technically being brought in by someone or some type of relationship that you've had with someone else. So Drea was already fully aware when she asked this question, you know, who do you know? Angel's here because of me. A lot of other girls are here for me because of me. Such and such knows such and such, you know. Who do you know? So for her to even say, like, she could have just said, I'm in association with, you know, Jackie.
Yeah,
we have the same publicist.
Because
Jackie just said, we had the same publicist, so I know I hung out with her.
Yeah.
Megan was just like, no, I just came out to LA on a whim.
You were on the show.
Yeah.
Shawnee did not pick up that phone and call you and just say,
on a whim.
Hey, by the way, we got a spot.
You know what we need
you.
Right now?
Yeah.
We need somebody from BGC.
Yeah.
So you started off bad, Megan, but you could have just said, you know, you could have answered a different way. Because I don't tell everybody who I know off top first anyway.
I kind of think, I watched Wags this season, I kind of think Basketball Wives doesn't need a reunion anymore. Because I felt like throughout the season, it was entertaining enough that we had conversation after every episode about something dramatic, but they all healed the fights after one or two episodes. So it's like we get to the reunion and it's like,
well, let's just say
Brandy's sitting here talking about A, B, and C, and Shawnee's like, well, girl, you know, we already talked about it. Like,
I think that
the reunion was so
it was a bad reunion.
We don't need a reunion with this group of ladies. We need a younger, different group of ladies at this point. We've grown enough with these. It's time for them to kind of move on.
Yeah, like,
and bring in a different bunch of basketball wives that are going to be younger and entertaining and have these still the same issues that they already went through with the cheating and stuff. You know, that we need a fresh batch of this, not the old batch of this, because they're kind of over a hurdle of these issues now.
Yeah, the reunion was boring.
Yeah, there
was
no,
when Drea declined, they should have just canceled it right there, because I was not going to get no ratings. And although all the ladies are beautiful and they're good looking, but they don't bring it. You know what I mean?
No.
They need to bring
Malaysia.
They need to bring the basketball side chicks in. Like, who are the side chicks that be in the club every night?
It's now time for a new generation.
And they be flying. They bring the new thoughts in.
Exactly.
These are old thoughts.
We need the Dreas of 5, 6, 7 years ago to come on the show now, because these women are—it's over.
I mean, I respect. I don't know you ladies. I'm not calling you anything, but you know, it was a very boring show tonight. John, like, he was high.
Need the women that are kind of in the same year or the same years as the Steph Curry's wife.
So I just think those kind of new wives. People.
Yeah, new
because at the end of the day, it's like Malaysia's up here talking about. I'm not going to get into it. Okay, so you're done. Like,
you're
done doing your job for the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Your job for the show, for this show. Go on Wags if you want to be serious.
Exactly.
Like, Brandy spiced it up for the reunion. I got to get, I hope Brandy got an extra check.
Cause Brandy knew she was already on the brink of getting fired. That's why she got hired back for season 5. She confirmed it on Twitter when a fan came for her that she's already, you know, cast for season 5. I'm not watching season 5 at all, especially if Brandy's on it.
Yeah, these chicks are boring.
I can't believe it got picked up again. To be really
honest.
You
know, Shawnee got checks. She got a good brand behind her. She'll still get some viewers, but it was a very boring reunion show. All the ladies didn't bring it. It seems like it's like they were thoughts or whatever at one time. Now they all want to be respectable queens, so they don't want to do the drama.
But that's
they
what
no hating on that.
TV.
No hating on
no
that.
No hating on
if
it.
If you want to change your brand, by all means, run
it.
With it.
Yeah, but not,
but if you want to bring entertaining TV,
exactly.
You have to spice it
that's not this franchise for. Like he said, go to Wags if you want to be more of a princess or queen. But if you want to be the girl that gets, if you want to be Drea,
the VH1 rating.
Yeah, if you want to be when Drea is. Drea changed her brand because she was able to elevate from the show.
But after
seasons of being
doing
the, bad
the
girl.
Dirty work.
Exactly.
And
now
she definitely did the dirty work.
She did.
Fights with, you know, the son the different arguments about that she slept with such people's men.
Yeah,
and, you know, she
and Malaysia, to me, Malaysia's done it too. So it's just at this point, Malaysia's, Drea's, love them, but we need new
ones.
But
that's the thing about it. Drea
old.
Always fesses up to with her dirt. In a way, you know what
I mean?
Well,
not in the first couple seasons. She was not really owning up to the wholeness. It was now she's like owned up to it. Like, y'all wouldn't be here if I wasn't a hoe.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it took her time to grow because, you know, she came from the pole to the.
But I feel like she's still in because, I mean, even in this Brandy thing, when we get into that conversation, it's just at the end of the day, Brandy feels like she hasn't gotten that emotion from Drea.
Mm-hmm. So, and you're not going to, so stop expecting it.
Yeah,
you didn't get it in seasons before,
but that just goes.
No one
has
ever got it, so Brandy, get off
that
little ship.
That just goes to prove the point.
But anyways, the my thing, Tammy had me laughing the whole episode. Y'all didn't know Tammy basically in the situation we were talking about before. She was like, "Megan, you're a liar." In so many words, she just said, "Megan is a liar." Tammy was one of the most entertaining parts of the whole season, all the way down to reunion, and I think that we should acknowledge that. She was applaudable in the fact that she brought us.
I feel like
alive.
She should have been the host of the reunion at this point.
Yeah. That would have been a good
That
idea.
Would have been good. I don't understand John Sally even.
He was been doing for the last couple
being
years.
Being there.
He
it doesn't matter.
He's good though.
He's able to say things and they don't take offense to it.
Yeah.
But we just needed more. Reunion shows are a time to really like see some real
spice
heat.
It up.
Yeah.
Real heat.
And I don't understand what the contracts with Drea. That should have been a part of the contract that she could not leave or not be a part of the reunion.
Drea didn't do it. She wasn't on the reunion last season, so I wasn't expecting her to be this season either. And I think she has found loopholes in that. You're able to decline certain things, and I'm sure there are things that you're not able to.
Note,
yeah,
easily.
She got money,
or she knows somebody.
she does. She got, she got to know
a
somebody.
Little bit about. But you get she probably needs somebody who could write her a note.
Yeah,
because it's
her doctor's note.
Yeah, no. Honestly, to not go to reunions, it is a specific thing because the bad girls be trying to do it all the time.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I loved Tammy, but how did you guys think when Tammy said that she feels Jackie wanted to bring back a bone?
That was one of my favorite one-liners.
That was a good quote.
When you carry a bone of that sort, you're only carrying it to bring back another bone. She's so true. I mean, she only says what we've been saying this whole season. That Jackie is the stirrer of issues, and she always says, "I'm just the center of all the problems." Well, just because you make yourself the center of the problems, you make yourself.
You are the circus.
Yeah, you. When she even brought the whole idea of the fupa to Megan, she was like, "I'm not going to tell you what she said, but you should ask Drea about it." When if you really weren't stirring, you could have been like, "You know what? Drea had these notes. She said she saw something that we should cut out, and it's in your best interest, and that be the end of the story." But you wanted to stir the pot, so you said, "You need to ask Drea. I'm not going to talk to Drea."
Right.
And she did a whole lot this whole reunion, like, my opinion, I'm sorry, but I'm being honest. That's not how you even give an opinion. That's not even giving an opinion. Give your opinion and stand on it, but you always still trying to be everyone's friend.
Yep.
Still trying to be everyone's friend.
Jackie's a very good looking woman, but I didn't appreciate the stocking. I wasn't feeling the fish in that stocking.
I was happy that her shoes were better this time, because we saw when she was about to fight Malaysia's thing. She looked good this reunion.
Yeah, she looked good. All the girls look good, but you know what? Tammy, like, is the star. Like, she came back and really helps, kind of lightweight, save the show. Like she said, I'm helping you bitches get a check.
Well, that's what Shawnee mentioned. She said, I felt like someone needed to come and give this a little bit of Without Tammy, I don't think we would have had as much spice for this season. Yeah. Much, you know, entertainment. Because she was able to help bring, like she said, bring some personalities out that and bring some issues up.
A little bit. I mean, I don't know. I kind of also look at it like the ratings for this show have just dropped so much.
Yes.
And that it's at a point of, because even when Brandy kind of came at Tammy, everything Brandy was saying to me was kind of like,
yeah,
I've seen you on several reality shows.
However, on social media, Tammy made it very clear that Brandy tried to go on the show in Miami.
I believe that.
She tried to go on the show in Miami. They had dinner. It didn't work out, so they didn't cast her. So don't come act like you didn't come knocking on the door either.
But that's one brand. I mean, we've seen Tammy on
Real World first.
Real World. We've seen her on this. She was on the boot camp thing. I'm sure she was on another VH1 special.
She
knows how to get them checks.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was just whatever. But it's just like, she doesn't like Brandy. So I don't know why she's trying to come up here talking about the whole cancer thing. Like, I was trying to, girl, you wasn't trying to do nothing. Come on, nothing. Tammy. But
try to hide the fact she doesn't like Brandy. She tries to, like, change the wording to, like, oh, I've said she was good for the show. You don't like Brandy, and it's okay, Tammy. I you might be trying to be different, not trying to be so much of a mess starter, but don't like Brandy.
A lot of that could be come from Shawnee. She's just speaking for Shawnee, because Shawnee was very quiet this reunion. She didn't really speak a lot, and she really didn't go in like I thought she would and address some issues. So she was very quiet from the Drea to the Brandy situation. But why was Angel sitting on that same side as Tammy and Shawnee?
They weren't going to put her next to the other girls. The other girls can't stand it.
But remember, we said that last week where they kind of take Angel in a little bit more and treat her a little different.
Because she acts a little different. I feel like when she finally stood up for herself, it was like, oh, there's Angel. Because she never really said much before. She was much more quiet and sat back and watched.
What's her nationality?
She's Armenian.
She wear a lot of weave for Armenian.
She has long hair,
that's pretty spot on with the Armenians.
Like, you're not telling something we did not know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I really noticed it today, like, you know, because usually you don't have.
But I don't feel like over the other girls, they took Angel in. I don't feel like we saw that. I feel like,
well, we saw it when her argument with Megan, they brought her to the hotel room and kind of tried to convince her to stay, and it was like, what is it about Angel that you kind of like? What is it about Angel and Megan that you guys like over the other women?
Because they look at it like they're young. It's the same reason Jackie wants to hang out with these girls. They look at it like they're young. We can take them in and we can help these girls. Because I was like her when I was her age. Mm-hmm. I think it's that kind of a mentality. Because they ain't going to do it to Malaysia. Because if they try to influence Malaysia gonna look at them like, bitch, I'm 30 whatever years old. Yeah. Like, I don't need y'all to like do nothing, you know, I got my own brain.
Yeah, they're gonna have to get new girls for next season, because we in here trying to figure it out, because we already
confirmed that Brandy is recasted. I ain't coming back for season 5, so I ain't worried about
what it was confirmed.
Yeah, she told it on Twitter.
But she deserves it after this season.
After the end of the season.
Ain't no other bitch on Basketball Wise bold enough to do what Brandy did.
Yeah,
she apologized for it.
Of course she did.
Come on. You real bold, you mean it. Just like your cancer story is boring. You meant it. You said it. You let it go.
But she did. She said, I did mean it.
No, she said, I apologize for it. And I felt like at that moment, when you say at that moment, that means you're trying to put a facade over the whole situation.
I don't know if I look at it like that. Because I feel like Shawnee is a cool person in real life.
So you either feel like she's a bitch all the time or you don't feel like she's a bitch.
That's not true. Sometimes you can be a bitch and sometimes you can be cool.
No, she came for a character at that time. Stand by it.
Okay, but in two separate different situations, there are times where someone can be a bitch one day and then another day not be a bitch. But in that moment, as a producer, Shawnee's not there to be their friends. So I'm not going to speak to you as a friend because you're being a producer. You're being fake. At the end of the day, you're sitting down here. You brought these bitches around here because you want me to argue with one of them. I'm not arguing with one of them. I'm arguing with you. And yes, you might cut my checks, might sign my checks, but guess what? Your checkbook is getting bigger because I'm doing this with you because ain't no one this is the only thing that saved the season. It wasn't Tammy.
Yeah, that was it.
It was this moment. This was the moment.
She's not thinking that way. Would have been I'm there. Just saying, if you feel like she's giving moment after moment throughout the season, and she feels like she has been a bitch. If it's moment after moment after moment, it's not this particular moment. It is an overall standing that you think she's a bitch. Stand by that. Don't just say it in your apology at that moment because you were saying that behind her back. You were saying it,
and then
you were
giving her
case by case situation. So that is an overall conception that you have of Shawnee. It's not in that moment.
But she
you're giving multiple situations. So in these particular moments, you were being bitch. No,
but
you
are as a producer of a show. I mean, I don't know. I just look at it from like what the situation, because then none of them are friends. So in that moment, it's like, girl, like we sit here every week. Some days I like Brandy. Some days I don't like Brandy. Because sometimes it seems like she gets it. Sometimes it seems like she don't get it. It's just personality. But it's just like in this situation, Shawnee is quiet. Because of her role. Mm-hmm. I think if she was on a different show, Shawnee wouldn't be this quiet. But she don't know how to play the card right now because it's both the fans. And she don't want to piss the fans off. Mm-hmm. So it's a little balance of, I have to, you know, hold myself up here. And I have to, you know, say what I want to say.
Tammy be my bad girl.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely don't think Shawnee should have came back and been on camera again. I think her time is over. You know, she stepped into a different realm. Just produce. Bring somebody, you know, Tammy and somebody else that could have filled your spot in order to do this. But it wasn't a good fit for Shawnee.
I also wonder if Tammy is going to start getting into producing. Because it's interesting, one, she came back on this season. But she be watching every reality show. So I think it's bullshit that she wasn't watching the LA.
It was just funny. She was out of watch y'all. Like, it was just funny.
Because she'd be live tweeting Bad Girls Club every week. But I would be interested to know if she's trying to get into producing.
Yeah, I'm sure Shawnee and VH1 know that this show sucked. You know what I mean? And they are already preparing for it.
Because aren't the reunions usually two episodes?
Sometimes
it was a terrible reunion.
I think it just depends.
Was it last season?
I don't remember, but I think it just really depends on how much is said and how much they have to get through. I mean, this season was so lackluster that it only took this one time to get through a multitude of things, because most of the season was, you know, the Puerto Rico trip was most of the issues. We had the kind of the spurts of the Drea stuff, which happened previously in Santa Barbara, but that was so small compared to really what happened entertaining wise.
And where was Patrice?
Patrice.
She wasn't even nowhere around. Like,
they didn't mention Patrice. They didn't mention Patrice. Patrice didn't come.
Jesse.
I forgot about that bitch. I forgot about a bitch they were sitting on there. She was the damn cat.
Yeah, I'm sitting over here going over the whole season like, what happened to fucking Patrice?
The fact that Sally didn't even mention that she decided to come.
Her storyline was boring. Now, Drea.
No, that bitch was like, look, I didn't sign a full contract, and these bitches are messy, dirty. I don't want to be affiliated with this show. I never had like cable before this. I didn't know what the show was.
Based on some of the stuff Patrice said, I think if we caught her years before, she'd have been dope with the show.
Yeah.
I think her attitude and like the stuff she was going through with her husband,
yeah,
she'd have been good. But we'd had to catch her before she got over her heartbreak and all that. We should have called her before.
And she got like real life problems. Like she has like 8-9 kids.
Yeah. Adopting kids.
She ain't got no time. That's like she's doing the Duggars on Lifetime. Like,
yeah.
She don't
even and then her husband went overseas to play. Yeah. So she probably really didn't have time to take.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point.
That is so funny.
I forgot all about Patrice.
And I think that's a good point what you guys made earlier is that all these girls have deleted their wholeness and trying to change their image. So they're not going to be on TV making fools of themselves anymore. Mm-hmm. So you got to bring in a whole new wave of younger women who haven't actually, you know, embarrassed themselves yeah. enough yet to want to change.
This is that. Unfortunately, that is what this franchise thrives on.
Yeah,
young women embarrassing them. That's reality TV. Period.
And then you change like Drea, and you understand your brand, and you survive,
and you have a nice, cute little clothing
I think
line.
That. Yeah. With that being
be
said,
be a good little thought, and you can get a clothing.
With
line
that being said, that this wasn't the time for Megan.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
the time frame for Megan, because Megan was still, she's still in that young but, mindset, and she got
wait, what's
in,
not for Megan?
But let me, this time frame, if she had been on the seasons before or with women who are like-minded, her, what she was doing would have been more entertaining, but it got kind of like, oh, lost. Megan said it, then it got lost in it because everybody was kind of like,
but let me say
young.
This about Megan. As cute and as thick as she is, you know, and she probably could get it, she don't give that sex appeal like Drea. You know what I'm saying?
She
like,
got a, there's something goofy about it, but, yeah, yeah. but there's something down to earth
yeah,
about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I like, she like the homie. But
she's
Drea,
really cool.
Drea
cool.
is like the girl that guys will want to watch for a fantasy of wanting to smash.
But like to hang out with her for 24 hours would be like...
Because Megan doesn't have the same things as...
She don't
like
the sex appeal.
As a sex appeal, and then I hate you appeal for the women.
Yeah.
They hated Drea, and the guys wanted to...
Yeah, girls want to be anyway. Like Drea, and niggas want to hit Drea.
Can you...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You.
That was ER. That was...
Y'all, we gotta beat that out.
Oh my God.
So, and we talked about in this reunion also the only little bit of the basketball players, as Tammy said, talking about your husband or your boyfriend or whatever, and maybe it's fair game because you brought him on the show. They talked about Malaysia and Gennaro, and then they talked about Brandy and Jason, which really took a huge backseat to the whole show anyway. We kind of got a, that's the only part that I liked about Brandy was actually seeing the stuff with her husband because it was like real relevant and real life stuff.
And like, oh, you actually are in a relationship with an athlete.
You
unlike
actually have something else going
unlike
on.
Unlike all these other girls.
Yeah, like, yeah. Megan, who was it? Yeah.
Right. Who's Megan?
But I think Malaysia just really wants to be done with him and really start a second career as his TV and bed ambassador.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
she,
as a what in TV? She like, barely she, speak.
I mean, she wants to do be something different. I think she wants
she
to kind
better
of bite a little bit of Drea.
She better hope people want to sleep on her pillows because... That bedding is about to be the only thing.
But you know what?
Her.
If she put do out like a nighttime reading book thing, yes. and with and it comes with the bed, because she would put me to sleep. She'd be like,
I was about to say that voice.
Yeah,
she is a woman.
Good evening, Jesse. Thank you for purchasing. What's your last name? Pargo.
Yeah.
Pargo pillow.
Nah, they just you know, after Drea left, everybody was like, wow.
But Malaysia's
know?
On her way to being an ex, and they might be a little interesting, you know. She said she's happy to wake up on knowing nobody's cheating on her.
Mm-hmm. I'd love Malaysia. She's I know. Honestly, she's my favorite on the show, but she's just be doing it. I don't know what Malaysia needs for her. I want her to do the show so she can get her checks because I love her. Yeah. But, like,
I don't love her that
she
much.
She ain't got nothing. You know what I mean?
I
like,
want them to bring some sex appeal, some chicks that you can look at and be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Jackie was, you know, first, when she first came on, I always thought, I like an older woman.
I was going to say, like, what?
And
what?
I, yeah, but when I find out she just now gave him oral sex, like, whoa, Jackie.
Yeah, she got
so at any rate, I just want to say before to interrupt all of this. Wait, you guys, you watch this show for free, but of course, this is because we have amazing sponsors, such as our sponsors from CW, who has this amazing show, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Some of you guys have already seen all the commercials mm-hmm. of this looks song fun. And dance type TV show about this girl who picks up her entire life and moves from California, from New York, quits her job
from New York
to West Covina of all wow, places. Wow. TV Guys calls it. Insanely entertaining. I thought it was all right, you know, because I saw some singing and a little bit of spice to the girls. Yeah. They say that she is something to sing about, and they say she may be fall's most promising comedy.
And I'm not really a musical type person, but it did look very funny, and I'm excited just to see, yeah. like, why the... What did this man do for you to want to move?
There's a 10-year gap in when she first met him.
Yeah, 10 years later, you're like, eh. I'm going to try. I'm going to move to West Covina.
All the way from New York. Quit your job. Quit your job.
Hey, they got billboards all over LA, so I know it's going to be a good show for sure.
So that's the three of us, as well as all of you guys, need to tune in on Mondays starting October 12th on the CW at 8 o'clock to watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Thank you, guys. So anyways.
But speaking of crazy, Jackie's skirt, and they really had to cut to a commercial, y'all. They were like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Jackie.
She's like, I have panties on. Today. She was so drunk.
Today.
Jackie was so
drunk. She
was so
on the book. She was back there sipping Balsar before she went on camera.
Jackie has this, she's sexy though. This is something about
what
her.
What is sexy about Jackie?
I don't know.
She I think Megan hit it on her nose pussy. When Megan said,
like, her, she's a crazy ex-girlfriend for sure.
I think Megan hit it on the nose when she said, I couldn't put my hands on it because it'd be like hitting my mom.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
She got her with that one. But I don't know. I could just see.
I feel like Jackie fucks Doug.
Yeah, you are language.
Like,
tonight.
She just be throwing him on the bed.
Maybe that's what it was. Is she a Scorpio?
And just be like,
she's a Leo.
Oh, wow.
Her and Malaysia are both Leos.
Get over here, Doug.
Yeah, and Doug just be like,
no, please. I don't have any more
I feel like Doug has way more control than we give him. I think that I'm Doug, kidding. We see no. Doug, and he's Doug quiet, funny, but I feel like Doug definitely.
Nah, he controls it.
He has to be with a woman like
that. Yeah, he can control that side nobody else can control, but she controls the bedroom probably.
Well, actually, she get a couple sips of boss off. Yeah. She ain't never been drunk, y'all. She ain't never been drunk.
Oh, yeah. But why? Like, Jackie's probably the most boring sexual person. She'd just be getting
who
drunk.
Who would be on the show?
And then just laying in bed and Doug be just
who would
going
be the most boring girl out of all the girls? Malaysia?
Sex-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Malaysia.
Malaysia probably give good head, but Malaysia just lay there like.
She probably just the spoiled one.
Not with them
one.
Chiclet teeth. Like, no. Yeah, Malaysia.
Yeah, I would go
Malaysia probably zones
she'd
out.
She'd just be doing the shoulder shrug.
Yeah, she'd be zoning out.
You done yet?
Right, so. Exactly. There we go. Okay, that answers my question.
Don't spill it on the bedding.
Oh, you don't get on my sheets. That's good.
I think this is...
What did you think when Jackie said that Megan wanted to be like Brandy and Megan really didn't say anything about that? I thought that was hilarious because...
I thought she was going to jump in at some point in time like, wait.
To the extent Jackie was saying it, she was like... Megan was like, ooh, she's so pretty. I want to be like her. She's so cute. I was like, Megan didn't step in.
But I feel like it held some truth. Mm-hmm. It held some truth in who you wanted to be on this show. Boom. And that's why you went immediately... for Drea, and you I didn't really feel like she had a valid reason even to go after Angel. And then she, you know, slammed the glass at Brandy. Like, it was just
like she was like, me and Brandy have the same jawline and like can relate to her.
But she just immediately went for them. It was like way premature.
It was bad girl. It was just like go for the top bitch. That's just
her thought of winning.
Was that?
Her thought.
Whoa. There you go.
Her thought of winning.
There you go.
Lost my voice for a second there.
But, you know, one thing we haven't really spoke about is Angel.
I was coming to that next. We didn't touch on... You took it right out of my head. I was like, right. Angel and...
The orphan.
Because I have a prostitution back page right here. It's right here. It's official.
My thing is... first of all, before we even go
you
into
that...
You
got catfished on back pages?
Before we even go into that...
She came back with a good
Megan,
answer, though. That
Megan
was good.
Always... What do you do? Sit around, like, Googling people? Like, that's like me sitting around Googling DJ Jesse J. Yeah. Do I care that
one,
much?
One, only one.
No.
She's the young. She's the young, dumb one.
I'm going to get to page 5 and see if Jesse J still relevant. No, I don't care. I'm not going to do that. I'm spending my time on nobody.
You don't need to.
Like, but I'm not going to. And I'm not about to come on here where we see some of Jesse. I saw this on the Google. Like,
but
that's
her building up her defense. She probably went into this with the producers, like, you're going to be a star.
Yeah, sure.
Do your research. Hear this about Google. They probably would say, here's about Drea.
What was you on? Wikipedia? I can edit Wikipedia.
Megan Olivia Pope to that situation. Yeah. She was like,
this is
even
my...
if that's fake,
but
it's out there now. Now it is just slandered.
That's not the first
angels.
Time, though. She had the pictures of Drea before.
That's what I'm saying.
She basically Googled everybody. She knew stuff about
I'm
Malaysia.
I'm sure the
like,
producers and everybody was getting her. She was like, this is going to be my breakout.
She was known on Bad Girls as the producer's puppet. So
exactly.
That does, for me, it's like, I would expect nothing less.
And you know what? all these girls go into this knowing that it's a business.
Yeah.
They know it's business, so they
Drea
gotta,
definitely knew it, so.
Yeah, somebody hipped her to the game after the first two seasons. But.
Let me tell y'all something, because Mint Swim first go around was not popping. Second go around, Mint Swim was everywhere. New designs, new material, new, everybody was talking about it. But the first year she did Mint Swim,
yeah.
Nobody
was
talking about it.
That was also because she had that controversy with the whole... Her line was F-A-G.
Oh, F-A-G. Yeah.
That was... Mint Swim came before that.
Oh, really?
It was like two separate things. But even when I first... Because I remember I did a review on it like when it first came out for a different blog site. And I was like, terrible. Like, you know. And then next thing I know, everything about her was everywhere. So her, you're right.
She Instagram operated as a business. Changed it.
So Megan Kelly did the same, had the same mindset of how she could use her leverage from BGC to this show and coming for these girls and trying to build up some momentum and some drama as her leverage to go wherever she wants to go.
Yeah, but career. Megan just don't got that swag like that.
Well, maybe her hairline is doing really good.
Maybe.
Maybe she's selling bundles on top of bundles.
So she got hair. Jackie got that.
Jackie has a drink. Balsa, she has a skincare line. She has a couple vet things. Producer. Yeah.
Malaysia has the bed sheets.
So we say.
And Angel is the fashion designer, ex-ho. That what they say. You can't be a fashion designer and a hoe.
Look at Drea. She said, "My name ain't Drea."
It's Angel Bricks. Like, damn.
It just didn't. I mean, her story was believable. Having receipts is believable too. But we all know some stuff is fake. Some stuff is fake. We don't know.
Unless I mean, somebody I heard about verify. The rumors. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't do my homework. I should have, but I just didn't care enough about this show or anything. Because I mean, before I even knew about this show, because I really started watching the show this past summer. But a couple years ago, I had heard about this Angel Brinks girl, and it was from somebody who has a situation with her, and that was something that had came up, and it was just for it to come out now, because it was also that she was supposed to be on Love & Hip Hop Miami that they were talking about, and she was one of the names, and those rumors came up again, and so now we're on this show, and it's kind of like, well, girl, where there's smoke.
You know. But at the same time, like I said, unless somebody's gonna come on this show and tell us about their good night with Angel, unfortunately, it's null and void. Really, it's just some Google stuff. Mm-hmm. You can't really, unless you got some video footage, because you know we have footage of Drea.
I still can't find it though. All I see is a clip of her giving fellatio.
Because she probably got it taken down.
But I'm
she ain't got the money to get it taken down. No,
you don't.
She really bought that.
Have you seen the video?
No.
Yeah, all I see is the one screenshot of her giving head.
Yeah, and apparently, maybe you should call Megan, because Megan apparently got all the receipts.
Actually,
I need that Drea sex tape.
You know, she emailed Megan.
You know, Megan got a whole cabinet of just what sex tape you
need? Right. Which one you?
Let's see, Love & Hip Hop.
She probably got Nikki. She probably got everybody.
See here.
Is that Atlanta? Oh, no, Miami?
If you got the Drea sex tape out there, anybody, please tweet.
Megan.
Cameron Penny _ so I can have it. I need to watch that.
Megan has everybody. She probably got receipts on us. Megan just waiting on the day to call us.
Listen, all my early years.
Oh, you was on after bus talking about me? Well, let me tell you about you.
Like, hey, listen, everything you heard about my early years in California, it was just immaturity out here. Okay?
I'm always down for a conversation.
Cameron Penny has erased his wholeness, you guys.
I'm a retired thought. I will put that out there. I'm a retired thought. And, I don't think I can delete my wholeness, but I know that I can learn from my wholeness. And, sorry, Mom.
So the most interesting part of the entire reunion was, of course, our recap of Shawnee and Brandy's situation and the lack thereof. Her apology, and she attacked my character and blah blah blah, and I can't say who's coming back for season 5, but she didn't give us something interesting to think about. For those of you who will tune into season 5, that she thinks that they need to sit down and think about this cast. So it could be some new people, some
it has
fresh
to be.
Faces
it has to be.
If you were to, who are you going to keep from it?
Well, we already know Brandy has made the cut.
Okay, but they have to get rid of Malaysia.
I think Malaysia is going to get gone. I don't think anybody on that stage besides Jackie and Brandy are going to come back.
Good. That's
yeah. You need to, Megan. I like Megan, but she has to go. Angel, if she needed to, like, I want her to fess up of who she is. Like, you know, if you did some thought and admit it,
we call her at a younger everybody, age, I think we would have got her a more interesting story. From. Yeah. She's at this point in her life, she's not going to give that story.
Yeah, everybody she's trying act to like survive. They, yeah, exactly. Everybody don't got a clean vagina on the show. Talk about what you did and have some interest. Like, because you know,
right? None of those bitches.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if y'all all got with basketball players at one time, y'all was doing something.
At one point in time, they would have been more vocal about those stories, but now they're all like.
In the 30s, like, I ain't saying nothing about that.
You're not going to catch me. No. Mm-hmm. No.
They're not going to catch me. And I just want it to be, everyone has to be a basketball wife.
Yeah. Or girlfriend. No long time girlfriend.
Can't get smashed one time.
No, I just feel like it's called wives. Like,
yeah. I think that would be interesting if we definitely got a younger group of wives. wives. They might, the producers would have to put some work in. See, the cast.
The brand is so bad. I would want to see Vanessa Bryant on there, even though that would never happen. But that would be interesting just to hear. Mean,
we need the generations of the Steph Currys, that generation of women, those wives. Mm-hmm. Because we're done with these wives. These basketball players are damn near retired.
Yeah.
Let's get the ones who are dealing with their man being in the NBA right now in this generation.
Yeah, right now.
We've used these girls enough. Let them get off the show and then have to scramble to build careers.
Politely exit the show.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go through this drama. Like, just leave. You know you're not relevant anymore for this particular franchise.
It's not. And that's why the reunion show was stale.
Season 4 was stale.
They was reaching. They was pulling. And I guess we got to look. So you won't be here next year for the best.
No, I won't be back for basketball.
Right now, he's making an announcement right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm not coming back. As Drea tweeted, she would never be on Basketball Wives ever again. I would never be on a Basketball Wives after show ever again.
Well, we enjoyed all you guys and all your comments that you supported us during this whole season. Appreciate all the love.
So y'all don't have to worry about commenting me or getting into my inbox next year. I'm not going to be back for season 5.
Well, this was my first season and my first show on After Buzz, and it was great. I'm happy I had got to work with you, even though he treats me like Drea outside of here. Me and Jesse, cool, you know what I'm saying? We hang out, you know. But this guy right here, you're a good guy, though.
I mean, like, can we have Ian off the show? Like,
yeah, fix his life.
Right, this is our reunion, guys. Yeah, I'll be John Sally. Now.
Okay, you want to go through that now?
No.
Y'all don't
really hurt your feelings.
Find some receipts on that, on these accusations, these allegations.
I'll keep it real, too.
Google it. Google this situation. It's not even true. Not even true. Not even true. Well, thank you, guys. Let's give a couple predictions for next season. I'm not going to be here. But I would love to hear what Cameron and Jesse have to say for season 5.
What you thinking? Season 5.
Oh, man. Season 5, I couldn't even tell you. So basically, they're already being renewed. So season 5
is about to start taping in a couple weeks.
You know what? I have no predictions other than they got to bring it. They need, like you said, new cast, new girls, new drama, new guys, you know, add the basketball. Go to a basketball game or something. You know, be in the skybox or something. Walk into the separate club.
You can be in the skybox eating a chicken wing, and I would still be happy with the footage.
Catch your man at separate club on popping balls.
Listen.
Sport we saw was dodgeball.
Yeah, you walk up on your man in the club, and he's dancing. Like, bring that side. Just don't bring what you heard on Boss Up. Bring what you've seen and had the cameras in there. Let's put this shit on blast.
All right, Megan, you got extra work next season.
Right.
And Jesse? Next season, BH1, Shawnee.
BH1.
Y'all better have a guest in here every week. And y'all better have and my fact, I'm nominating myself to host the after the reunion next year. So
there you go.
Let's get this.
I predict that. I'm done. I can't even talk
about
this.
With season 4.
This episode was so horrible.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us for the entire season of season 4 Basketball Wives LA. It has been a pleasure. You guys will not see me again, but I will welcome you to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Gary Thomas. And of course, I am GaryThomas.com. My fellow co-hosts, where can they find you guys?
You guys can follow me everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys check out Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. Me and Cameron are on that.
1 p.m. on Fridays.
Yes, and then also at 8 p.m. on Fridays, if you love reality show stuff, it's called Reality Check. So tune into that, Black Hollywood Live.
And always at Cameron Penny on Instagram. I'll follow back. Slide up on my DMs.
Thank you, guys. See you next season.
I'll see you next season.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.